This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis Podcast, featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Hey everyone, how's everyone doing?
Happy Friday.
We hope that you're having a really good week so far. We are actually batching episodes because I have my baby moon coming up, and just want to make sure that we have stuff to go up, because we've been making the mistake in the past of just recording them the same week that they go up, and then shit happens. And we're not able to, like, do it properly. And then we, like, miss a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, let's try to be organized and do some episodes in advance. So we had a few ideas. And today's episode, actually, I got inspired to talk about this subject based off of a TikTok I had seen. It was a girl. She, I guess, is like an influencer on TikTok. And she had posted a video like, hey guys, I'm getting blackmailed right now by someone that's basically saying they're going to leak all my nudes if I don't do X, Y, and Z. And like, I just don't want to do that. So like, if you guys end up seeing my nudes, like, hope you enjoy, like, kind of thing like that. Basically, wow. Like not giving that person the power. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the comments was like, oh my God, I'll support you, queen. Like, fuck yeah, I bet you those nudes are so fucking good. Like, you're so hot. Just like saying things like to build her up so she's not like so embarrassed.
And also, I'm sure that person's going to see the video who's blackmailing her and like see all the support and be like, well, now if I leak them.
Well, exactly. Because I'm sure people would still want to see it, let's say. But it's like, it's kind of,
it's not
like,
going to be like.
No, it's not the impact that they were hoping for.
Yeah.
She was like, well, you know, like, I'm not sending the money. I'm not going to do what they're wanting me to do. So just like fucking enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, hope you enjoy my fucking nudes. And it got me thinking.
Also, like, I'm sure, I don't know how it works, obviously. And like, I didn't see this video, but like, if she's getting blackmailed from someone she sent nudes to, I'm assuming whoever it is that she sent these nudes to, she knows that person.
No, I don't think it was the person that she sent them to. I think a hacker or someone got access to her nudes.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Okay.
Because like, let's say like you take nudes and you send them and then like you forget to delete them or they're in the cloud or whatever. And then someone hacks your phone or hacks your iCloud or hacks something and gets access to your nudes or your Snapchat or whatever it is. Like, I don't think it was the person that was doing it.
Yikes.
I think it was a hacker. Yeah. And then that was like basically trying to blackmail them into giving them information or getting something out of them, or else they were going to expose her nudes. And she was like, instead of allowing this person to take control of my life, I'm literally just going to go on social media and be like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Fine. Expose me. Expose my nudes. Enjoy, everyone. Yeah. You know? And I, just to see the support in the comments of that, I was like, whoa, this is really new for me. Because I remember in high school, this one girl I knew, and this is before like Snapchat, it's before, honestly, it's before iPhones.
It was like webcam.
It was webcam.
Yeah.
And she had taken a photo of herself in a bra and sent it to a boy on MSN. And he saved it and emailed it to like everyone. Like, I got the email. And this girl wasn't even in my class.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that is so mean of this person to do. First of all, nowadays, that's actually your administering CP, like underage pornography. So that's actually like,
what was the person she sent it to, illegal, like much older?
By a year, but still, it's underage. Like, you're still, you're exploiting CP. That's what it is, because this person is like 15 years old. So like, it technically is illegal to do that.
No, I know technically, it's just, it's not the same as if it were like an older person, you know.
Yeah, but regardless, it's like, you're whatever.
It's wrong, so it's, regardless. Yeah.
So it's just like, I remember seeing that and being like, instead of thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe the girl did that, I was more like, oh my God, I can't believe this person sent this out from his personal email. Like, what? And then everyone was judging this girl.
You know, no one's judging, like, why is this guy such an asshole?
Like, everyone was, and I'm like, I'm sure he showed his dick to her. And, like, she just didn't, like, send it out or something. Because the amount of people, like, I was very much naive when it came to this kind of stuff and, like, very underdeveloped. So I was never, like, in those situations to do that. Plus, mom and dad never allowed us to have a webcam. Probably for that exact reason. But I'd go to, like, my friend's house. And I remember we'd be on MSN together in the basement. And we'd be talking to a boy that she had a crush on. And then she'd be like, Alex, turn away. And I was like, why? And it's because she wanted to, like, flash her boobs to him on webcam. And then he would, like, flash himself to her. Like, that was, like, something that they would do. And I was so confused because I was so innocent. Like, I just didn't know that was a thing. I was like, what? Why are you doing that? Like, I was so confused by that. But then to see that, like, this girl got outed for, first of all, she was in a bra. It looked like a bikini. And even looked like, you know what I mean?
No, it wasn't, I know, but, like, the whole point, it's so stupid. And, like, I find it just so stupid that, you know, everyone, especially back then, this was, like, what, like, 2006, 2007, whatever grade
earlier you were in, even.
This was, like, way before, you know, women's, like, getting their power back and, like, you know, the whole, like, Me Too movement, all that stuff. But, like, it's just crazy how no one was looking at the guy for being an asshole. Like, he is the person to blame here. I'm sorry. And the poor girl is now being made fun of and has all of this trauma that she's gonna have to bring with her for, like, the rest of her life, pretty much.
And people, I remember people being like, well, just don't send the nude then. And I was like, oh my God, first of all,
or don't send someone else's nude to everyone else in the world. Like, do you not have a moral compass?
I know.
Like, what? It's like women have to, like, change. We have to change our lives and make sacrifices on our end. And, like, in return, it's like we just have to accept how men are, because God forbid they take any time to self-reflect and be taught right from wrong.
Yeah. Like, obviously, I don't want my children sending nudes. Like, I just wouldn't want that in general, because I just don't want that.
Yeah.
But I also want to explain to them that if they were to ever receive a nude, that it is for no one else but themselves. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah.
No one else. You are not screenshotting that. You are not saving that or sharing that. Mm-hmm. That is for you and your eyes only, because that person trusted you with something that was personal for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to be asking people for nudes, because that is creepy and weird. Like, I remember people asking me for nudes and I was like, I don't even know you that well. Why am I going to send you a nude? You're not my boyfriend. I've never even kissed you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Send me nudes.
Yeah, definitely teach that, like, you know, it's not something you do, but, like.
And, like, if you're sending.
A lot of kids do it. I'm so happy I was never like that.
Well, I never had, because of that situation with that girl, it, like, really, and I wasn't in puberty yet. Mm-hmm. So it really scared me from ever doing anything like that, because I didn't trust where it could go.
Yeah.
And even now, like, I don't take nudes now, just because I don't know who has access to, like, if someone wants to hack me or whatever, I'm like, I just would rather not have that. I don't really to be completely honest, I don't really care if people saw my nudes. I don't give a shit, because I'm like,
me neither. Like,
I, to the deep down to my core, I wouldn't
I also would never show my face in any. So it's like, okay, cool, hack my phone, leak my nudes, say that it's me, but you have no proof.
Yeah. And I remember when that Madison Beer spoke about how, like, when her nudes were leaked and, like, it made her, like, extremely suicidal, and it was, like, a really, really hard time for her. But no one spoke about the fact that, like, this guy leaked her nudes. It was all about, like, how she was a slut for doing that.
Like, we need to change the narrative here. I know. We need to talk about,
she was young and impressionable.
Like, there's a hacker on the loose. Like, this is what he's doing. Like, can you believe that someone has the audacity and, like, it could be such an asshole and stoop so low to do that to someone.
I know.
Like,
well, do you remember the whole Amanda Todd thing?
Yeah.
Like, how sad.
That's so sad.
So fucking sad. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, like, I think that
was the changing point of.
I think so too.
Like, you know, women.
The predatory, like.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, go search up Amanda Todd's story. It's completely heartbreaking. It's very, very sad. So, trigger warning to anyone out there, like, talk of unaliving and, like, it's just really, really sad.
Yeah.
But that I think that was a pivotal moment for a lot of people and, like, the shaming when it came to sending nudes, because even when the, I forget what it was called, men call it the fappening, which is actually fucking disgusting, but it's when all the celebrities' nudes got leaked. Remember, it was like Jennifer Lawrence and like.
I remember hearing about, like, you know, Jennifer Lawrence's nudes getting leaked.
But it was a bunch of celebrities at the same time got leaked all at once.
Okay, yeah.
And like men called it the fappening because they would go and like jerk off to all of them. Like, it was actually
disgusting.
And I remember like the way that guys in my grade would talk about it. About like these celebrities, like, ew, how disgusting of them. Like, and I was like, what? I'd get so confused with that narrative. I'm like, they're sending these nudes to their boyfriends or their fiancés or their husbands and they got hacked. That is a breach of privacy. You think people haven't been sending nudes even before? Someone
that they're not dating, like, that's their life that they're living. Like, it should not impact, like, cool, whatever, judge. Most probably, I'm sure if a girl was that you were talking to, that you're attracted to, sent you nudes, you would not be complaining.
No.
And also, like, it's just such, like you said, such a breach of privacy. Like, it's, you're judging the person or the woman who's sending the nude, but you're not looking at the person who just did something exposed so criminal.
It. I know, it's so weird.
Like, what? It's so backwards, but, like, unfortunately, reality is, it's not going to be a popular story if we're judging a hacker for leaking someone's nudes. It's going to be more popular to be like, so-and-so's nudes, if you want to see this person naked, like,
yeah,
ugh, their nudes got leaked, you know, like, that's more interesting to the public.
I think that's why a lot of women started posting more like scandalous images in general, or like even when you see some celebrities that show their nipples in shirts and stuff, is because they're taking their power back of being like, it's just a fucking boob.
But like, that's exactly relax. It.
Oh my God. Actually, this reminds me too. I saw this TikTok this morning. It was a girl that was like, she's in a university and she's studying to be, or she was in a psych class. And her professor, like, she got an A on her grade, on her presentation. But her professor made a note in her performance review of like the fact that she was wearing a skirt that would have been really distracting for the boys. And although she was standing in front of the podium, that maybe it's something to reconsider moving forward or something along the lines like that. And she's like, let me just show you my outfit that I wore. First of all, there was no dress code for this psychology class performance. No dress code. Let me show you what I wore. She was wearing a green blouse that was like literally buttoned, like wasn't even open. A black skirt that went just above her knees and black tights. She's like, this 75-year-old man was basically telling me that I was distracting him with my body. And so what she did was she sent a screenshot of her review to the group class list. Like, the she basically had a group chat with the class being like, has anyone else like experienced this? And another girl said that she got a similar comment about her her shirt being too low and how it was very distracting, and probably because she had a big chest, which is not her fucking fault. And basically,
also,
the old,
I have the irony of receiving this feedback from a psych professor.
I know. Anyways, so she actually went to the dean and like he got she said she's not sure if he got fired or just like asked to not come back. But it was he got to finish off the semester and then like he was gone. So they actually like listened, because people were right. telling her in the original video, like, even if nothing comes of it, report it, because who knows, if they get enough, maybe something will happen in exactly. the future. Even if nothing comes of it, or you think it's not that big of a deal or whatever, still report it. And so she did.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can do.
And the other like psych professors were like so embarrassed. They were like, we are so sorry you experienced that. You should not, that is not okay. Oh my God. But it was actually insane how that narrative is still a thing of like, you need to cover yourself up because you're distracting to the boys. It's not like, oh, how about you just teach a boy not to be fucking a pig?
Yeah, like I remember when I was in high school, there was no dress code at our high school, but one of the rules was if you wear a skirt to school, mm-hmm. it has to be longer than if you put your arms by yeah. your side and your arms are straight, it has to be longer than like the go tips. Past the tips of your fingers. And why is that? It's because you can't look a certain way because it's going to be distracting to the boys. Really, why don't you just like raise your sons a little bit better or teach the boys that women should be able to wear what they want to wear and you should just learn to control yourself.
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry to cut you off, but if you hear banging, they're doing construction.
Yeah, like, it's been like this for the last week.
I don't know if it's under, above, to it's the above. Side. Okay.
But also, there was another experience I had in high school where we weren't allowed wearing spaghetti straps.
Why is that? That is so insane. Because, oh, your shoulders are offensive?
No, because then you're showing your bra strap.
Oh my God.
That's why. Because you could wear like short sleeve tops. You could wear, depending on how thick the straps were, you could wear thicker strapped
tops. Oh my God. I never understood that till now.
And there was one time I went to school and I was wearing a spaghetti strap with like my bra. Because mm-hmm. back then too, it was like strapless bras weren't as popular. And but I remember wearing a cardigan as well, but my cardigan was like kind of coming off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I remember my teacher walking by my desk and he was like, excuse me, young lady, you know you shouldn't be showing that much.
Ew.
And kept walking. And I remember being like in the moment being like, what the fuck does it matter? It's a bra.
Ew.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I don't know if it's like that anymore, like in high school like nowadays, especially if the teachers are younger.
Well, so, I also think with like, you know, all the progress we've made and like the Me Too movement and like everything, like, yeah, I don't think it's as bad. I think that there's always going to be
yeah
that double standard. But yeah, I think that hopefully it's just going to improve with time too, because like it's just so like sometimes I think back, like in hindsight, I'm like, now that I know what I know, the amount of times I had men abuse their power, and like I'm grateful that nothing significant ever happened to me, but like it was like small things here and there, like constantly.
And you think back to it and you're like, ew, what the fuck?
Yeah, like they just abuse their power, and like because you're a young girl that's easily manipulated and
yeah
convinced of certain things, like, or you just, you know, it's in a workplace and you're my boss.
I remember in sec 5, it was the time when we were really, really into Abercrombie and Hollister.
Mm-hmm.
And I got these shorts when I was in Florida for training camp from Abercrombie and or Hollister, whatever. And I loved them so much, but they were like short because like all their shorts were short.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore them to school because it was summer and it was literally 28 degrees. And keep in mind, our school had no AC. So it was hot. Okay. And it was right near the end of the year and we're about to graduate. And I walk into class and the teacher goes, ma'am, go to the principal's office and find something lost and found and change into that, because that is so inappropriate. And I was like, inappropriate. I'm wearing shorts. Like, yeah, they were short, but not like my vagina's not hanging out of them.
Yeah.
They're still like covering my butt. They're shorts. Like girls nowadays with our high waisted, like those are more
exposed. Also, think of how many guys used to wear their jeans so low that like their entire ass with their boxers.
And their butt crack would show.
Yeah.
I'm not staring at that like, oh,
I don't
bam.
Really remember that being like as significant of a thing. Like, I do remember sometimes teachers being like, hey, so-and-so, like, pull your pants up, please. But like, it wasn't as significant as like, oh my God, do you see what she's wearing?
But I told the teacher, I was like, I'm not going to change. And she was like, it's extremely, extremely inappropriate what you're wearing. And looking back at that outfit, Kyla, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm wearing like the preppiest outfit ever.
Like, that's just like what subconsciously gets in so many different
I felt
minds
so
of, like, all the women.
Insecure, like, all day.
Why is it that like, ugh, anyways, it's just so frustrating. I at the time, I never, back in the day, I'm saying like when I was in high school, when I was younger, before knowing what I know now. Mm-hmm. I used to believe it because I didn't know any better, where it's like, yeah, no, like, why would a girl send a nude like that? Like, why are you doing, like, you know?
Yeah.
I would judge the girl, and it's like, I get mad at myself thinking back, but it's like, I didn't know
any better.
And I would also, you know, if I saw a girl wearing like a really exposing outfit, which, yes, okay, it's exposing, but it's not like, you know, what you see now is like 10 times worse.
I know.
I would judge the girl and be like, oh my God, how could she, like, you know, just show off her body like that to people? Like, she knows how guys are.
Or like girls that would pull their G-strings up. Like,
yeah,
high,
like I would judge the girls so much.
More than the boys.
And like, I would never in a million years look at the guy and be like,
you're a pig.
But you're just a pig.
Yeah. It's sad because that was the narrative we were fed, right, for so long. I didn't even realize the bra strap situation. Like, that makes so much more sense now, and it's actually so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the nude situation, so, like, with this whole sending nudes, people, are, like, nowadays are like, just don't send them. Like, just don't send them. But it's, like, realistically, you have, like, no control over someone else, right? Yeah. So, like, I'm going to raise my kids into, like, obviously I don't want them sending nudes because of like the risk that it could be of it getting leaked.
Mm-hmm.
But also just educating them on the fact that, like, if you are going to make this decision, make sure you really think about it, and like also know that there is a chance of it getting out, just knowing that.
Yeah.
Even if you do trust the person,
yeah,
you know, someone else can get access of it. And if you, like I said before, if you do receive a nude, it's for you and you only.
Yeah.
And like, you're not sharing that with your friends. You're not exploiting that. Like, it's just, I just hope the double standard changes, because it really sucks. The fact that, like, I even remember in sec four when this one girl, there was like a rumor going around that she did, like, she had, how do I say this like appropriate? Like, she had intercourse on the back end. From the back end.
Oh yeah, I know someone that.
And the rumor, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe that girl did that."
Are you thinking of the same person? Like, it was someone I went to high school with. Like,
no, it was someone in my grade.
Okay, because I had the same thing.
And people were like, "What a slut!" Like, just like saying the most awful things about her. And I remember too, I was also like a virgin and so like not even aware that was a thing.
Yeah.
That I was like, "What do you mean? Like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that." And like actually judging her. And now looking back on it, I'm like, what a fucking asshole that he went and told everyone that, and like made everyone seem like she was like the most disgusting, vile thing ever and got bullied for it.
Yeah.
When it was like something so private and personal towards them in a relationship.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, it's horrible.
And like to this day, people that know her will still bring that up. Remember when so-and-so, like when that happened? I'm like, and? Okay, and? What? First of all, why are you bringing this up right now as a man? What are you thinking of right now? And like, poor fucking girl.
Yeah, no, that's really fucked up. I just personally don't understand why certain people do what they do. Like, of course, when you're a kid, you don't know any better. But like, there's just certain things that, like, it doesn't matter if you're a kid. Like, you just have no moral compass whatsoever.
It makes me so nervous with like Snapchat and like all the apps now, and like how easy it is to send stuff, because for us, like, that shit happened and like we had email and MSN and not everyone had webcam.
Yeah.
And people, it still happened to people.
I mean, I guess you can like not get a cell phone for as long as you possibly can, you know.
I think there's a lot of parents my age that like we're all on the same page. We're like, we're not getting our kid a smartphone that has access to the internet until they're much, much older.
Yeah.
We can get them a cell phone for emergency purposes or like to know where they are, like just things like that, just to make sure that safety reasons. But like, and at the same time, we have no control over what their friends are going to show them.
Yeah.
At their homes or at school or whatever, you know, like people see shit. So it's a matter of like having those conversations about like, if you see something that makes you uncomfortable, like don't feel scared to come and talk to me about it. And yeah. I will always be honest with you, because that is one thing is that like, if you see something that makes you uncomfortable, like what I saw with my friend in the basement when I was like 12 years old, when she was on webcam and like I saw her doing that, I didn't understand what was happening. And I felt really embarrassed for some reason, but I didn't know why I felt embarrassed. And I didn't talk to mom and dad about it because I felt shame. That like I was a part of something that was like so bad in my mind, because I was always taught that like your private parts are for you only. I didn't understand, and I didn't even have boobs yet, so it was like so confusing to me. But I never spoke to mom and dad about it because I was like embarrassed, I guess, you know. I mean, maybe later on in life I brought it up, but like in the moment I didn't. I just like kept that in.
Yeah,
you know. Was I don't and not that mom and dad ever made me feel like I couldn't talk to them. It was just like there was so much shame. I didn't want to be judged.
You were very sensitive. Like you were very affected by things.
And I didn't.
Very innocent, very naive, sensitive. Like you were very vulnerable from a young age.
I just want like my kids to know that even if they are feeling that way, I will never, ever, ever judge them for it. And they will never be in trouble. If they see something that makes them uncomfortable, or if like, let's say they're super young and they're, and one of their friends that has an older brother shows them like porn or something and it makes them like feel freaked out. Cause like I've heard of situations of that happening with like friends of mine and their kids. I want them to like feel comfortable to come and tell me so that I can A, fucking handle it for like what child is doing that. And then also like, be there for my child and explaining what things are and like what they mean and just be cautious of certain things. Like I just, it's so fucking hard to be a parent.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. But yeah, no, just educating your kid as much as possible and like teaching your kid like this is how, these are like the options to avoid getting pregnant. Also this is like, these are the different STIs, these are what they could do, this is how you catch them, but also they're very common, and like if you get an STI, like this is the way you go about it, and like
come talk, you know, to me like, about it,
show them like stats. So it's like you just educate them and just kind of destigmatize a lot of what, you know, the peers, people around you say about a pretty much everything. Yeah. Like there's so much stigma like with so many different things, but like just being as educated as possible, because it's like, of course you want to avoid certain things, but like also there's certain things that are so common, and like you, at least in our generation, we were never taught like how common certain things are.
Yeah, there's just a lot of shame. Taught
like what they are, how you can get it,
how to avoid it.
And like, that's it. But they're not. And it was just like, it was a lot of shame. Whereas like, you should also educate your kids on the fact that it's like, there's so much that can happen. And it's so common. People just don't talk about it.
Right. Like with nudes nowadays, I bet they're so much more common than we think, just because of how easy it is to access stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, although I wouldn't want my kid to have their nudes like spread around, and like I would hope that like they wouldn't want that as well. At the end of the day, there's only so much I can control, and they're their own human and going to make their own decisions and make their own, you know, have to learn from their own mistakes of certain things. I just don't want it to be like, it's such a hard place to be in. It's so, so, so tough. And I was always known as the kid that like would tell her mom everything. And like a lot of people like didn't want to tell me things because they're like, you're just going to go tell your mom. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. But then I like would.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I could tell mom and everything. Well, certain things. I mean, obviously I didn't tell her about that situation in the basement because I was like embarrassed, or I'm not going to tell her when I like kissed a boy for the first time because I was like embarrassed about it or something like that.
What?
You know what's crazy is that like you got your period like the year after I got my period.
Yeah, I got it when I was 13. It was summer of grade 7.
Did we get our periods at the same time?
Or was it summer of grade 8? No, summer of grade 7.
Because like I got my period when I was 15.
You probably got your period like just before me.
That's crazy. Because you went into puberty like we were pretty similar. I was pretty late and you were pretty average, I feel like.
I was average, yeah. I mean,
you weren't early.
I wasn't early. I would say I was more average, maybe a little late. Yeah. I don't know. I remember a lot of girls I went to high school with were like, had the big boobs, like the curves, their periods, like a good like year before me.
Yeah. I feel like it's tough because you want to educate your children on certain things to be, you know, to get rid of that shame and to destigmatize stuff. But you also want to be wary of like when you're introducing stuff to them. Cause like, I don't know, was I too young to like learn this or was I too old when I learned this? You know, it's like you never, excuse me.
I mean, I think that there's like the obvious, like don't start talking about sex with like a fucking 6 year old. But like,
really? I feel like mommy taught me as soon as I asked.
I mean, if Arky's asking or if your kids are asking, then like answer. But like you don't need to necessarily worry about that and have the sex talk from such a young, like from the age of 6. I think if they ask questions, you tell them.
You can also explain it like very like scientifically, like anatomy.
But also like I'm thinking more like, you know, when they get to the age of like 10, 12 years old, when like, you know, especially for guys because they tend to be younger.
Yeah.
But like start bringing up that topic more, you know?
It's so hard because there's certain people in my life that I see the way they go about their children, like with that kind of stuff, and I actually really like it because like I see it's like they explain things so nothing is like scary or new to these kids, but they explain it in a way that's not scary or new.
Yeah.
For me, it's the whole nude situation of like, just at least for my kids, I'm just going to teach them, like, just don't ask for nudes. Just, like, don't do it. Just don't ask.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, just wait to see them in person. Especially if you're, like, freaking 13 years old. Like, don't ask for nudes. Just don't do it. Don't want to risk it.
That's the scary thing about having kids, because it's, like, you could teach them as much as you want.
I know, they're going to do what they want.
But, like, still, it's good to, like, yeah, educate your kids.
I mean, I didn't do a lot of things because of mom teaching me stuff.
Well, I think the best way to go about, like, if you really don't want, let's say, your kid sending a nude, I don't even know why I'm telling you this because I'm sure you and Dan already know this, but like, it's to like explain why you shouldn't.
Well, yeah, yeah,
and like show evidence.
Yeah,
you know,
and like,
because if you're telling a kid to do something with no explanation or not to do something with no explanation, like if they don't understand like the repercussions of something, then it's most likely they're just going to end up doing it because like in their mind it's like, well,
but
why wouldn't
I think I? Like I agree 100% and that's the way I'm going to go about it, but at the same time, like so many kids my age growing up as teenagers knew the repercussions of doing drugs and like would do it anyways. Cause it's like,
well, that's exactly what I was saying. No matter what, yeah, you're going to do what you're going to do. But I think that regardless as a parent, like you obviously need to teach your kid right from wrong and like why you should or shouldn't do something. But like, you know, also like let them know.
But
depending on what, like if your kid wants to smoke weed, it's like, okay, do it in moderation. Don't get behind a steering wheel.
Yeah.
These are the things that can go wrong. Like, you know, kind of let them feel. And then also, like, if anything were to happen, you should do like what Dad did with me. I don't know if he did the same thing with you, but he was like, if ever you're out at a party, you're drinking, whatever it is, and you feel like you're stuck, you don't feel safe for whatever reason, call me I'm going to come pick you up. I don't care what time it is.
Yeah.
I will never get mad at you. I won't even ask you questions, but just call me.
Yeah.
And there was two separate occasions where my friends and I, one time my friends and I went downtown to a club. We were like 18 or 19. We got a lift downtown from a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He drove and we were all drinking. He ended up getting wasted. He was going to drive us home. Both my friends and I were like, oh my God, we really don't feel comfortable, but we had no money to take a cab home. And we called dad and it was like 3 a.m. and dad, I woke him up and yeah. he drove downtown to pick me and my friend up and drove us home and never gave me shit. Didn't ask why.
Yeah.
And that was that. And if it weren't for dad, like doing that, I would have gotten into a car with a drunk driver.
Yeah. That's like really, you know? I know. It's really, 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 like, that is a good thing. I mean, he did this, he said the same thing to me, too. I luckily was never in that situation, but, yeah, it's something I'm definitely going to, like, also say to my kids. But for those of you that are listening that are, like, you know, older than a child, mm-hmm. and you know someone whose nudes get leaked, freaking build them up, okay? Like, tell them how amazing they are. Tell them how cool they are or how much you like them as a person. They're awesome. Like, build them up, and then like if the nudes get sent to you for whatever reason, be like, those are fucking hot nudes, girl. Like, you look so good.
Yeah. And like amazing. Spin the narrative, make it about like what a loser
I know.
For someone to do that. Like, ew.
Yeah, like what a fucking piece of shit. Like, good riddance to that guy, or like something like that, you know,
like you're a loser.
Yeah, like just try to as best as you can like be there for this person to make them feel less like shit and take away the power that that person had of like exposing something so vulnerable.
Yeah,
but that is all we have to say on the topic. We hope you enjoyed. We love you guys so much and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye guys.
Bye.